Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
What is happening, Rush Nation? It is Friday. It is 6:30. It is the start of week 4 just gone. We are very excited to get into the depth of the season. My name is Rob, at 5YRRob on your X. And as you can see, there's only two of us tonight. Lewis is in commuter hell in the depth of London. So we have got the returning Pitsy. How is it going, Pitsy?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Very, very good. Yeah.
London is obviously experiencing some commuter things with, I don't know, there could be a game on this weekend. I don't know. I can't. I think it must be more strikes than anything else. But it's going to be an exciting weekend.
Yeah, you're heading down, aren't you? Heading down to the game?
I will be heading down on Sunday, yes. So I shall catch Stocks down there and then anyone else who might bump into me.
Yeah, and I believe you're heading down with some of your family as well. Get them involved in NFL action. Get some more fans in the UK.
That's it. Normally, you and the usual crew, we go down together. But yeah, this year it's me, my stepdad, my mum. I've taken my mum along this time. Brother-in-law, yeah, so it's going to be a family occasion this time.
Sounds like the start of maybe a fantasy family league going on there. You know, get something going on.
I am trying, but just no one's picking up on it yet. So, I mean, I've got my stepdad in one anyway, so it's whether I can get anyone else to join in.
Hopefully the game last night may have convinced them to take that next step forward. Let's have a talk about it. It's Thursday night throwback. So last night was a big divisional matchup between a Detroit Lions team who are on the ascendancy since the arrival of Dan Campbell. He is breaking records there as the head coach, and the Green Bay Packers team who are watching the potential emergence of a franchise quarterback in Jordan Love, the third one for decades, as it were. So, Pitts, what happened with the quarterbacks last night?
Relatively quiet. this was definitely a defense game, but Goff, he put up some nice passes when he needs to. Even though the score was big, the quarterback didn't really do too much. 28 attempts for 19 completions, 210 yards with a touchdown, but he also got an interception right at the start of the game as well. He did follow up with a nice little pass to wide open Amon-Ra St. Brown for that first touchdown. It was definitely all about the D and the running game, but he did what he needed to do to get his win. So he was sacked twice as well, actually, was Goff. So That will obviously take away from some of his points in some certain leagues, but hey ho. Love, he had, weirdly, both a better game and a worse game than Goff. I know that doesn't make sense, but his stats, 36 attempts for 23 completions and went for 246 yards and a passing touchdown. However, Love also got two interceptions. He was sacked five times and got a fumble to go along with it. Oh, he did kind of make, he made up for a little bit. He ran a touchdown in as well, so he got a couple of touchdowns on the night. But it just didn't really feel like much was ever going to come from that offense. Yeah. Oh, you're about to talk about the offense anyway, so let us know kind of what you kind of saw of it, really.
Jordan Love had quite a few clean first games, and actually, just looking at Goff's stats, he had no interceptions from week 10 to week 18 last year. Started out the season with no interceptions. Now he's had three games in a row with one interception, so maybe a slight decline, like you say, quiet night on a Thursday. But then, yeah, the defences, we had some top performers. They all came on the Lions team, but let's talk about the Green Bay team first. We saw the return of Aaron Jones and Christian Watson to the Green Bay lineup, so great news for fantasy players out there who had gotten them early on in redraft leagues or maybe holding onto them in Dynasty. Ultimately, both had quiet games as they readjusted to the live game time. Jones managed 2.4 PPR points, and that was with a minus 4 yard catch. So again, that kind of took 0.6 points on his receiving. And then Watson's low catch number was boosted slightly by a touchdown. He got into double figures, 10.5 fantasy points. Fairly all right return on his return. Top performers in the Green Bay group, Romeo Doubs on 18.5 PPR points. I think that establishment of the connection between him and Love has continued, even though Watson's returned. Watson and Jaden Reed, they were the next players up with 10.5 fantasy points apiece. But like I was saying, it's the other side of the ball where the points came in. David Montgomery, he ran rampant over the week. Packers run defense. Possibly the same mistake has been made by fantasy players this week than with Achane. Is it, how do you say it, Pitsy?
We like to go with Achane. But it's, Achane. It came up with the other day, wasn't it? It was instead of Achane, you're supposed to say, is it Achane or something? We all pronounce it wrong anyway, so I like to go with Achane. Give it a little flair.
But that rookie Miami Dolphins running back was left on people's benches, and I feel as though people did the same. There was like a spate of messages on my various fantasy leagues, like Montgomery was on the bench. He racked up 34.1 fantasy points in normal league. So if you had points for carries as well, you were laughing in this game. So that's with three touchdowns going in. Amon-Ra St. Brown also got a touchdown as well through the air. He racked up 16.6 fantasy points. And Sam Laporta continued to add to an impressive season with another four receptions and 56 yards for 13.6 points in Titan Premium Leagues, which I know a lot of the charity competitions out there are as well. So if you had him in any of those at the start of the season, took a flyer, you've got a winner there.
Yeah, he's turning out. They always say, rookie tight ends just don't do anything that first year, obviously being a rookie. But yeah, he just seems to be flying. I think it helps the fact that they don't really have a dominant wide receiver too. So him kind of coming in and taking some of those is, it's impressive to see.
Yeah, some really nice catches as well. Like, it looks really impressive catching the ball on the run, you know, making those lovely moves. Defenders just don't seem to know how to cover him. He catches it low. He can jump up high, you know, a good reach up high. And a strong player. He can get the ball after the catch. And that's how he got quite a lot of his yards from one of his catches in this game.
Yeah, that was good. So we're talking, obviously, we said it was quite a quiet night for the quarterbacks. The defensive coverage, success on both sides of the ball in terms of big plays for the Lions. Five sacks, two interceptions, like I said, helped the Detroit D pick up 11 fantasy points. While the Green Bay defense also managed a couple of sacks and the interception, their points conceded allowed their fantasy score to only reach 3 points. So dominant display from Detroit on the real field and on the fantasy field this week. So, yeah, they did all right. Sweet. Absolutely. Right. So let's move on into this week's injury report. Right. I'm going to go for a very quick run around in the injury this week, see what's going down.
One of the early injuries was definitely Zay Jones being ruled out very early for the Jaguars with his knee issue. Kept him out last week and it's continued into this week as well. We'll have to see who takes up that position, but Christian Kirk has really benefited from Zay Jones having that injury, so keep looking for his numbers as well. Irv Smith will also miss the next game after getting a hamstring injury that kept him out last week as well. So there have been some backup tight ends that have gotten a little bit of the share, but you know they've got three wide receivers to feed there, so let's keep the ball going to them. Good news for the Dolphins as well, especially with such a touch matchup against the Bills this week. Jalen Waddle is good to go after concussion. Held him out last week. I mean, it didn't really matter, did it? They put almost a record score on the Broncos without him. So the Bills are a much sterner test. Let's see what happens when he is in the squad.
Yeah, it looks like it should be a good matchup. That I think it's one of the biggest games of the weekend that everyone's kind of looking for. So yeah, we'll see how that one goes down. Saquon Barkley is back in individual drills. So he's trending up for the week's match against the Seahawks. Anthony Richardson, he is back to full practice as well after missing his week with concussion. We've got a couple of questionables and healthies and all sorts going on this week as well. So Logan Thomas, he's gone from questionable to healthy, so he can jump in. Miles Sanders, he did not practice this week, so questionable for the weekend with a groin issue. Bryce Young is active, so he's going to start this Sunday. Another quarterback, Deshaun Watson, he is questionable. For some reason, they're saying that he's barely been able to throw this week. So, again, that's going to be an interesting one to see going into the weekend.
It sounds like it's just the same as what he's been doing in games anyway. So, it doesn't really matter.
I won't say that he needs to go get some work on it. Anyway, Jimmy G is still in concussion protocol. So, that is something to watch for the weekend. That is trending the wrong way for him, I think. Big one as well for the Saints. Alvin Kamara, he is back off his suspension, so just watch out. He wants to watch whether he's had a good preseason, whether he's kind of coming back in full fitness after 3 weeks missing. But I think they're saying that he's going to slide straight in. So, again, see how that one goes. And finally, Austin Eckler has logged limited practice on his ankle injury, but will the Chargers take the risk with the week 5 bye around the corner? It's a tough one, isn't it? I mean, the Chargers have always been a bit weird on how they save their players, whether they're going to throw them all in at the wrong time and keep them in when they're so far down behind and risk injury. Was it Mike Williams last season before the playoffs that they kind of kept everybody in? No, it's just, yeah. We'll see if they've learned from their mistakes.
Well, let's hope so, because Josh Kelly did not look good last week in the run game, so they need to work on something there. Personally, I wouldn't take the risk. You know, don't get injured before the week bye. You know, give them that extra week to recover, come back strong in week 6. I'm only saying that because my opponent in Scott Fishbowl this week has Eckler on the bench, so it's Paddy Cooper out there. We're both undefeated. You know, any little help here, but obviously, we hope he gets better. Give them time to give that rest, Chargers, please. Let's have a move on to weak points.
Love it. Right then, we'll start with the weakest against the quarterbacks. Chargers, they are top of the list. They average 25.3 points. This week they're against Raiders. I've just said Jimmy G is still out at the moment, so could this be Brian Hoyer again? Or again, we spoke about it a few weeks ago, Aiden O'Connell, is he going to come in and steal the show? Who knows? Broncos, they come up second there, 24.1. The Bears up against them this week. Could Justin Fields turn it around? They are 0-3 at the moment, and that is tough. We'll come back to them in a minute when we get to who I've picked later on. The Vikings, they come third, 23.8 points on average. They're up against the Panthers. Bryce Young is back, so perhaps this is a game where he pushes above 160 passing yards.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I hope so. I really hope so. They've got to work. They seem to be in quite close in games. They just can't get the win at the moment. But let's see if Brighton can.
I was going to say I've enjoyed watching the Panthers. They have. There's still a lot to work with or work on. But there's definitely you can definitely see something there that there's hope. There is hope.
There is always hope. There is always hope. That's what's good about the NFL. There is always hope. After a bad season, there is always hope.
Yeah, and
speaking of hope, one of the weakest teams against the running backs is the Broncos, who need a turnaround after last week. But unfortunately, they have conceded the most against running backs. They have 47.2 fantasy points conceded. They come up against the Bears, which is just another team who are struggling at that position. We'll talk about them in a second. But like I said, Roshan Johnson or Khalil Herbert combo is on the cards here. So if they get into that positive rush scheme, it's going to be good news for them. The Bears themselves find themselves second on this list with 32.2 points. So this could be interesting as Javonte Williams has yet to get going again for the Broncos running game yet. You know, it's Samaje Perine featured a lot early on. I don't want to say it's a committee at the moment because Javonte has got like some superstar potential and this could be the game where it comes back out.
Still a bit stiff after his injuries last year, isn't he, Sam?
Yeah, and he's a nice time to ease in to that team. You know, Samaj has been a good backup and, you know, hopefully can pass over that lead role to him. Panthers, they are in third. So 31.2 fantasy points conceded the position. They're at the Vikings. And Madison has been there as the start of this season, but now Cam Akers has come in, which makes things infinitely more difficult for anyone who has Madison in the fantasy team. Will it be Akers who can recapture that early promise that we saw at the Rams and contribute in a fantasy relevant way this week? We shall see. He's had enough time to get used to the schemes, I reckon. But, you know, if the game scripts go as what we've seen, both of them could get some good time here, I think.
Is it a do or die game for Madison after the start he's had?
Yeah, I reckon so. It's not. He's not been the most efficient, has he?
No, the fact that they brought Akers in kind of says it all, really. But we'll see.
Yeah,
I hope he does.
Will he adapt to the culture, though? That's the question. Will he adapt to the culture?
Depends on what culture you've been reading about, but okay. Right, weakest against wide receivers. The Chargers are top of the list, 47.3. Points against. So Raiders are up against them. Again, we've said with them potentially missing their quarterback one, but their wide receivers could help them gain a foothold in this game. Adam's always a surefire lock, and Myers has been undoubtedly a great addition to their team this season. Good difference maker potentially in this game as well. Seahawks, they come in second, 45.1. They are up against the Giants. Jalen Hyatt and Paris Campbell can stand to benefit most in this matchup. And I quite like that rookie. We'll see how he gets on. Mm-hmm. They need someone to be catching the passes anyway. Third on the list is Vikings, 44.2. We just said it there against the Panthers. Bryce Young is back. Adam Thielen, he seems to be having a good start to the season, so he can hopefully help smash his former team.
Yeah, let's hope not. Oh, yeah, sorry. Let's hope so. Let's hope so. Yeah.
Sorry, Lewis. Good for you.
Sorry, Lewis. Yeah, it's good for me. Not for Lewis, but definitely good for me.
Exactly. Lewis is stuck in traffic. He's fine. Like, we want the Panthers to win this one.
Definitely. And if he pops into the chat later on and says otherwise, then we'll just
he's a liar. He's a liar.
Yeah. Weakest against tight ends. We've got Eagles. The Eagles have conceded 15.2. Fantasy points are quite a lot less than what's happened with the wide receivers. They come up against the Commanders. And John Bates and Cole Turner have been deputising for Logan Thomas in his absence. But Thomas is back now. And we're hoping with that weakened secondary, you know, Thomas can find some spaces in the middle, as could Curtis Samuel and Jahan Dotson, Scary Terry as well. Could expect some big points, a big aggressive bounce back game for Eric Bieniemy and Sam Howell. But Logan Thomas seems to be in the best position for getting points against the Eagles, fantasy-wise. The Lions, they're second, 14.8 points. They obviously played the Packers last night. Josiah DeGuerra deputised for Luke Musgrave after he went out with a concussion and got four receptions. In fact, there was, I believe there were seven receptions off seven targets for the tight ends last night in Green Bay. So 100% target reception rate maybe keeps the Lions in second place here. And then the Jets, they're in third place, 14.3 fantasy points. They're against the Chiefs. Travis Kelce, what more can you say? Something of note here, though, is Noah Gray has been on the field an average of 70% of the offensive snaps this season and has gotten three or four. I think he got three receptions last week, so week two. Something to keep note of there.
Yeah. Obviously, Kelsey's always going to be taking a lot of that ball, but yeah, I've been impressed with Noah Gray when he comes on and he takes some of the red zone work as well, actually. So especially when Kelce was out that week, that first week as well. So one to watch, that one. One to watch. Right then. We're finishing off. We're going to go through into the flex of the week. Right. Last week, Lewis and yourself, Rob, you had a little go at this one. Lewis picked Adam Thielen. Absolutely smoked your choice, Jordan Anderson. So that put Lewis at one for two. Rob, you are now one for three. Obviously, I wasn't taking part last week, so I am one for two as well. So this week, I was going to go with Elijah Moore with Cleveland. He's been getting a lot of ball, and they've been forcing a lot of ball. However, the news with Watson and the fact that his shoulder is not working for him scuppers things. So I've just gone a bit off piece. And looking at that Denver game against the Bears, I did a little bit of a coin flip and went with Khalil Herbert to come back strong this week against that Denver D. And just want to see him do exactly what I know he can, especially against this D that had most of Achane run all over him last week. So, granted, they might have tried to sort that D, but I think this is going to be another big game for him.
Yeah, I think it's a long-term fix that's needed in Denver. The amount of missed tackles that happened last week against the Dolphins. Obviously, Mostert and Achane have got a lot of speed between them. It's whether or not it can be dealt with in this week as well. Because you associate Mostert and Achane with speed. Do you associate Herbert and Johnson with speed? Maybe it's more power. It could be a different approach they need to take this week. But no, I think, like I say, it could be a coin flip here. So let's hope, for my sake, for my scoring, that it's the other side of the coin that comes through. But equally, it's a good pick, in my opinion. We've had a bit of discussion about Jacoby Myers this week in our league chat. There's a difference of opinions in how much Jacoby Myers is worth in terms of draft picks. We'll leave that for another time. But my pick this week is Jacoby Myers because even though Raiders haven't got Jimmy G, whether it's Brian Hoyer or Aiden coming in, I think it's going to be the short plays to keep the chains, keep the drives alive. And Myers is excellent at the slot. He's got a decent target share these last few weeks. And the Chargers, who they're playing, are especially frail defensively this season. And that's against the wide receivers and the quarterbacks. First amount of fantasy points conceded against wide receivers. Third amount conceded against the quarterback. If you're covering Devontae, if you're covering Myers, then you know one of them surely is going to come up here something. And I've taken a chance with the third wide receiver before; it's not paid out. I'm going to go second wide receiver in the Raiders, and hopefully Jacoby Myers can get me a point this week.
To be fair, I really like Jacoby. I've always said that he is a good wide receiver. I think the Pats made a big mistake letting him go and taking Juju for exactly the same money. Makes no sense when he knows the system. So, and I thought Jacoby Myers played a better role anyway. So yeah, this is a good shout. We'll see how it goes without Jimmy G, because Jimmy G seems kind of not favouring, because obviously Adams is the number one there, but he's got some good play from him. So yeah, no, I like this pick too.
Yeah, Jimmy G's fine. He's fine as a quarterback, isn't he? He's fine.
Yeah.
And I think anyone who comes in has to be fine as well. You know, they'll be it's fine.
Like the around the NFL guys, they always talk about the Dalton scale, but I think Jimmy G is that guy, isn't he? He's a good player, but you're kind of always searching for someone a bit better, aren't you?
Yeah.
But he's serviceable and he does what he does. Right, there we go. Fast Action Friday. I've come on board and I've reduced your time for you, Rob.
Yeah, we're about 50 minutes last time, weren't we?
It's all good. There's a lot to talk about in the NFL. But yeah, we've got a big weekend. Like I say, I'm heading down to Wembley. Hopefully, I'll see Stocks and a few other people out and about. Enjoy if you are going. And yeah, we'll hope for a good match and a good weekend of NFL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So until next time, keep rushing.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.